China is trying to clean up Beijing's air in time for the Olympics. And according to human rights groups, the government is also trying to clean out dissent. A human rights activist named Hu Jia has just been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is tracking a case that the government calls subversion. And Anthony, what does the Chinese government mean by that?
Well, the actual charge is called incitement to subvert state power. And the maximum sentence for that is 5 years. Hu Jia got 3.5 years. Of course, he's already been under house arrest for almost a year. At the trial today, the prosecutors submitted as evidence articles that Hu Jia wrote for the internet and interviews he gave with foreign media. And the state news agency Xinhua called these malicious rumors and libel, which instigated other people to overthrow state power and the socialist system. His defense lawyer said he was just exercising his right to free speech. What's interesting is that Hu Jia did admit in court that some of his criticisms of the government were a bit excessive.
You said criticisms of the government. Is that what he was doing to Western reporters and on the internet, criticizing the government?
Yes, he's been doing this for a while now. He's one of the few activists that the people in the outside world actually know by name. He's been an activist for about 10 years now. He's been active in AIDS and environmental issues. And while he was under house arrest last year, he chronicled his own detention by taking pictures of the security agents that were shadowing him and watching him and put it on the internet. And just to give you an example of his writing in September last year, he wrote that people will come to Beijing and see the Olympics and see a modern city and happy people. But he wrote that this harmony and prosperity are built on abuses, tears, imprisonment, torture, and spilled blood. And that's apparently what the government thought was trying to overthrow the state system.
Mm. Does anybody know why the government happened to put him on trial and get him thrown in prison just a few months before those Olympics that he was writing about?
As for the timing, I think, the government has already come out and said publicly that this is not any sort of crackdown on rights ahead of the Olympics. And the head of China's government, Premier Wen Jiabao, has said that publicly. Of course, the same week that he said this, China also threw in jail a man named Yang Chunlin, who came out and wrote a petition saying, "We want human rights, not the Olympics." And of course, when he was jailed, the human rights community said, "This is evidence that China is making it a criminal offense to publicly oppose China holding the Olympics." China has come out, has said to its own people, basically, yes, we want to honor our Olympics commitments to improve human rights, but we won't do it at the expense of our own national security. And the way they define national security is it can be endangered by political speech and criticism. Of course, we have to remember also that this whole issue has been overshadowed by the crackdown on unrest in Tibet, and it's very hard for China to make its case at this point.
Well, now, Anthony Kuhn in Beijing, what is the United States saying about the court ruling jailing this human rights activist?
The U.S. government, including Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and other foreign politicians, have asked China's government to release Hu Jia, and when he was convicted today, the U.S. embassy here said that China should try to put its best foot forward for the Olympics and treat these cases with lenience. But people feared that Hu Jia would be convicted, and it seems that public opinion didn't have much effect in this case.
Okay, that's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
This is NPR News.